For many people, politics is a dirty word. It's something to avoid, something to warn our children against. Yet the standards which apply in politics have a grave effect on all of us. The politician, when he is elected, becomes a public official, entrusted with the public welfare, entrusted to spend millions of dollars of public money. So it is to our interest to see that corruption and the opportunities for corruption in politics are forcefully and continuously attacked. What then can we in Minnesota do to improve the level of politics? There are no easy answers. However, I would like to submit to you the proposals which I have presented all over the state. See if they don't make sense to you. It is my firm conviction that the high cost of political campaigns is a substantial cause of corruption in our government. This is also the opinion of the United States Senate Committee on Ethical Standards and Government, headed by a good friend of mine, Senator Paul Douglas of Illinois. It is an accepted rule in large states that an important candidate must have $1 or $2 million at the minimum. Estimates for the Ohio senatorial campaign of 2 years ago put costs as high as $6 million. In Minnesota, estimates are not that large, but they still run to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mike Halloran in the Minneapolis Star said that some recent Minnesota campaigns have cost $75,000 to $125,000. To raise such tremendous amounts of money requires large contributions. And remember, most people don't donate large sums of money for nothing. Back in 1907, Teddy Roosevelt, believing that wealth exercised too much influence on elections, proposed to Congress that at least a part of the political campaigns be publicly financed. This makes even better sense today. England has used this method for years and has the highest standard of honesty in government in the world. I'm ready to push this idea if elected governor. I suggest that the state pay all state political parties who get over a certain percentage of votes a yearly appropriation of, say, $25,000. In return, the amount of campaign contributions from any person or organization would be severely limited. More government expense, some say. Actually, it will give us improved administration and savings in 1,000 different ways. Most important, it will mean greater integrity in the government. A second proposal that I would push if elected governor would be to place a positive limit on the amount any candidate can spend. Our present laws limiting campaign expenditures have proved unenforceable. As a result, expenditures skyrocket as candidates naturally try to outdo each other. As pressure builds up, large contributions can lead to obligations the candidate will later regret. A third proposal I have been advocating is a return to the healthy American tradition of open debate of the issues by the candidates, instead of the mere advertising of a name, which plays so prominent a part in campaigning today. These modern Lincoln-Douglas debates should be a required campaign feature, with state and national candidates appearing together in every congressional district to present their programs and submit to the questions of the voters. Public service time could be secured from radio and TV stations, and the newspapers would certainly cover these debates. This would make impossible the sort of political subterfuge which merely emphasizes names and keeps the voters from knowing where a candidate stands on the issues. It would also reduce greatly the high cost of a campaign. I pledge you this. Immediately on becoming governor, I will appoint a state nonpartisan citizens committee of the type suggested for the federal government by the Senate Committee on Ethical Standards. We must avoid any partisanship in making election reform. The job of the committee would not be to make a scapegoat of the present administration or any other administration. It would be to reform our election procedures. This program can make Minnesota the leader in improving ethical standards in state government everywhere. Thank you for listening.